It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Mufasa the Lion King, which serves as a prequel to the 2019 live-action remake of The Lion King because it focuses on how Mufasa and Scar became brothers before the former became king and the latter being at the shallow end of the gene pool. They make Mufasa Scar's adopted brother, and Scar's original name was Taka, and Aaron Pierre voices Mufasa while Kelvin Harrison Jr. is Taka. The movie also serves a little bit as a sequel because the mandrill Rafiki tells Simba and Nala's daughter Kiara about her grandfather's story, while Timon and Pumbaa try to adjust themselves in it. John Canny is back as Rafiki, Beyonce's daughter, Blue Ivy Carter as Kiara, and Billy Eichner and Seth Rogen are Timon and Pumbaa. If you read my reviews, and I suggest you do, then you would know that I dislike the 2019 remake. But Mufasa the Lion King is a slight improvement. It's not perfect because the Timon and Pumbaa segments get exhausting, but it still works with some of the visuals, Pierre and Harrison Jr.'s voices, a few songs of a little bounce by Lin-Manuel Miranda, and some elements that laugh in the face of danger. And there's also a terrific supporting voice cast, including Tiffany Boone as Mufasa's love Sarabi, Tandoi Newton and Lenny James as Taka's parents, Mads Mikkelsen as an evil white lion, and there's even a Princess and the Frog reunion between Anika Noni Rose and Keith David as Mufasa's parents. I still stick to the animated classic, and the 2019 version was unnecessary, but this prequel manages to deliver. So, Hakuna Matata, 3 stars. If you like this review on my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. Coming up next, your favorite video game Hedgehog is back with some new enemies in the mix in Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Until then, I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.